Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mike Sielski, Glenn Mack. Now, it is a rainy Saturday in the Delaware Valley. One of the great pleasures we get is when we get to talk to this man, the legend, the skip, World Series champion, Charlie Manuel, is with us. Charlie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm Glenn, but we're both good.
We're both great, Charlie.
Okay. Can't see you, man.
I know. I appreciate that.
I'm totally, yeah.
So Charlie is involved in a terrific charitable effort. Mike, why don't you set this up?
So Charlie is collaborating with Hog Island Press on a series of T-shirts called Charlie Knows Best. And what the T-shirts do are kind of highlight Charlie's love of and perspectives on hitting. There's five different kind of T-shirt concepts. And the cool part about this is that $5 from every purchase of one of these shirts benefits RIP Medical Debt, which is a nonprofit that works to strengthen communities by abolishing medical debt. And every $100 donated to RIP Medical Debt relieves $10,000 worth of someone's medical debt.
Wow.
And that's pretty amazing. And it's great that Charlie is involved with this. And it's great to have him on the show.
It is. And by the way, those T-shirts, Charlie's T-shirts, will be on sale available this coming Wednesday, 6:30 to 8:30 at Puddler's Kitchen and Tap in Bridgeport. It's the holiday sports gift extravaganza with all kinds of great stuff. Mike's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Ray's going to be there. Mike, why don't you lead off? Oh, by the way, let me just say this. I want to tell our listeners, because of the role that Charlie plays with the Phillies now, it would be improper for us to ask him questions about the roster and free agency and the like. So we're going to move in a different direction. All right, Mike, you go ahead.
Yeah, so Charlie, we're a bit removed, obviously, from the Phillies' run to the World Series. And I think it's safe to say that as talented as that team was, that run was surprising. And they were not the best team in the National League during the regular season. And then they got hot at the right time, similar to what happened in 2008 with your team. You've been involved in baseball for a long time. I'm curious your thoughts on that sort of thing happening more and more in baseball, the idea of the hot team getting to the World Series or even winning the World Series, as opposed to the quote-unquote best team during the regular season. You've seen both sides of it. Is there one that you like better? Is it better to have a team come out of nowhere, as seems to happen more often recently, or was it better back in the day when one team won the National League and one team won the American League and the best of the regular season faced each other?
Yeah, I think I think what the Phillies did was fantastic, and I understand exactly what happened for them. And I always felt like the Phillies, you know, like they for the last 2 years they've tried a lot of players, you know, like in I can't tell you all the players that they've tried, but all of a sudden, you know, like they make the managers change and they start playing their younger players who had a lot of energy and they had a lot of life to them and things like that. We had these, and then we have all these veteran players over here who we signed, you know, like our superstar players and things. And they kind of meshed together good, and they kind of grew together. And that's what actually, when the season starts in spring training, and that's what baseball is all about, really. You want to come out of the spring training healthy, but also ready to play and feel like that you've. And when I say ready to play, that means Have you had enough at bats? Have your pitchers thrown enough innings of pitches and things like that? And are they healthy and whatever? And then, you know, when the season starts and you see and you start trying guys, and all of a sudden you kind of hit on a combination that you like, and the energy level jumps up. And I think it that's one of the things that Robbie Thompson did real good for our club when we put him in the manager's role. I think it the players, you know, like got more relaxed and everything, and they started having fun playing. And as the season went on, they kept improving. And at All-Star break, I think the moves that Dave Dubowski made, you know, like definitely played a part in us getting in, you know, like having the talent to stay there. And at the end, although in September, I've heard people say that, you know, like at, you know, like how good a baseball we were playing. Actually, before the playoffs started, I felt like the last couple of weeks, you know, like we were playing okay, but we weren't playing great baseball. But I looked up and seen who was in there, St. Louis and Atlanta, and the teams that were in there. And I thought to myself, yeah, as far as looking at them, what I knew, I felt like that we had a better team than St. Louis. And mm-hmm. I felt like we had a chance, definitely a chance to win. Then I looked at when we got to the Braves, and I looked at the Braves, and if you go back and look at their hitting and their pitching, and mostly, you know, like we were very, very close. Both teams are really close. I mean, they were in hitting in our league, and also I think in the major leagues, we were right back to back with each other. And I figured that was close. I think that they had a little bit more athleticism than we have. But at the same time, you know, I always felt like that we could win. And then when I saw San Diego play, I felt like during the series that we definitely had a better team than San Diego. And then when we got to the World Series, I felt like the first three games that we were doing really good. And I was looking for that great pitching that I heard from Houston, and all of a sudden, you know, like yeah. after the guy threw the
then it showed up, right?
Yeah, hey, exactly. All of a sudden, the guy threw the no-hitter, and all of a sudden, their bullpen showed up and their starters. Yeah, you know, like, proved to me what people were talking about. Really.
Hey,
and then had a big season, really. We know.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. So off of that, just a little bit, we talked about, you mentioned their pitching. Last year in Major League Baseball, batting average and OPS were like at all-time lows. Offense just kind of disappeared. We'll talk about rule changes maybe during this conversation, but how come nobody can hit anymore? Is it the all-or-nothing approach that batters are taking, or is it more in the quality of pitching these days? You get these monsters, these kids coming out of the bullpen throwing 99 miles an hour. Why is hitting?
Right.
I asked the hitting coach, the great hitting guru, why has hitting disappeared?
I think it, when I look at and I watch hitting nowadays, I think of everybody, almost every hitting coach in baseball and all the analytics people and everything like that, everybody has their own opinion about hitting, and everybody knows, thinks they are hitting coach and things like that. And when I watch a guy in the World Series throw the no-hitter, I can sit there and I can be talking with guys up there who's been around just as long as I have. And when somebody's throwing velocity and they're throwing a ball up and it's getting above the hands, you can strike the guy out. And every now and then a guy will hit a home run, and that even gets him in more trouble because he absolutely just got very lucky hitting that ball. And a good example of that, Glenn, and I won't get on it too much, but at Soto, the guy that plays for San Diego now was in Washington 2 years ago on MLB. They flashed these numbers up and showed him taking 175 fastballs up above his hand. And of course, he had great results.
Yeah.
Now, once that's what velocity's been. It's been that way forever and ever and ever since I've been in the game. Now you've got to hit straight through the high ball. You can't, and especially when it's high velocity, the pitcher will supply the power. All you got to do is stay strong in your legs and your approach, and be quick with your hands and let the barrel of the bat meet the ball and let the rest happen. And a good example is that I forget that 1 year was in Cincinnati, and I think we swept them that year, and Hamels was pitching a shutout that night, and they bought Chapman in the game, and Hamels asked Hamels asked me, he said, how do I hit this guy? And I looked over at him, and I said, what do you mean how you hit him? I said, look, you just get kind of planted and stay a little strong in your legs, but nice and easy up, and just try to meet the baseball. Just let him supply the power. And Hamels drove the left fielder all the way back to the left center field fence, and he caught it right at the top of the wall. And Hamels was more excited about hitting the ball like that than he was throwing the shutout.
So, Charlie, just to kind of build on that, the rules are going to change next season. Shifting is going away. I've talked to people in Major League Baseball who mentioned that part of the reason that hitters swing for the fences is that, well, if I hit a line drive to right field, the shortstop or the second baseman is going to be standing out there in short right field and catch the ball, so I'm better off trying to hit the ball over his head and over the fence. Do you think that taking away the shift will, in time, change hitters' approaches at all, and we will see more balls put in play? We will see more doubles and triples. Is this going to help?
You know what? Going to help, it could. But at the same time, too, I look at it this way. I am if baseball wants to do away with the shift, that's okay with me. I mean, I'm all right with that in a way. But at the same time, those guys that are pulling those baseballs and things like that, they still going to be hitting them ground balls that they rolled over on and things like that. And they will set up a defense that can handle that. I've seen the Yankees. When I was over in Cleveland, have all these big hitting teams, and they used to wire us out first to third as far as fundamentally playing the game and hitting a hole over at first base. And then finally, when I became a manager in the major leagues, I started shifting. I just bought my second baseman over father toward the and actually was just making sure that we got one. And most of the time, we threw the second base, but at the same time, we even started still turning double plays. And things like that, and I think it's the philosophy of the game and how people want to play, and I think that when the balls that Ryan Howard used to pull a lot and people would complain about them, they were sinking fastballs down and away or out away from him, and he rolled over on them, hit on top of them, and I think that the hitters trying to pull the baseball, they will always do that. I think that we're going to see. Now, I'm not saying that we could see a big difference. Especially on some guys that can really handle the bat, but as far as in general, I say if it helps hitters, that's fine. But I'm kind of curious to see how much it's going to help.
All right, Charlie Manuel is our guest.
It does.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
Charlie. I hope it's more than that. I really hope it has an impact because I miss doubles and triples and stolen bases in defense. I'm getting weary of game that's all strikeouts and walks and homers. So I hope it means more than that. Charlie Manuel's our guest. Not that I need to say that. I think people know it. Charlie, several guys who you managed during your time here are now on the Hall of Fame ballot. Last year's voting, Jimmy Rollins got just under 10%. Bobby Abreu got just under 9%. They're back on the ballot. Do they deserve more consideration? You know Abreu's impressive career stats, and obviously you know what Rollins meant to this team during its great years. Just ask you to observe on those two.
Yeah, I think we definitely they need more consideration. I think that when you look at who they are, I think we're starting to get away from the offensive Hall of Fame is what people talk about more in guys' career than how good the player actually really was. And I think when I think of Jimmy Rollins, I think of a guy that he was our cutoff guy. He's the guy that went out on both sides of the field, handled the cutoff throws because he had strong arm and accurate. He was very good at that. And no one ever used to talk about that. His range at shortstop was very good. And he could run the bases. And not only that, I know people would be kind of disheartened about some of the 3-1 fastballs that he flew hitting high in the air in the center field and things like that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, too, when I think about him and you look at his what he accumulated as far as stats and stuff in the leadoff hole, I think he definitely goes there. I think Jimmy Rollins is a very talented guy, and he had a great career. I think his career really gets overlooked sometimes, Chase Utley. Chase Utley, I think if you grade him out over analytics grades him out, I think he's in. Because what they're big on, you know, like Utley's stats, you know, like definitely stands out in that, if I'm right. And you know, like
yeah, he's on the ballot next year. Utley's on the ballot next year. Abreu is on the ballot this year. I know he was traded during your time here, but you managed him. Does he deserve more consideration?
Bobby Brea, I think he should be. I think they should take really interest in Bobby, because the way that they pick the Hall of Fame players nowadays, I think if Bobby Abreu, he stands out too. He had a big career and he was very consistent every year, and I think that he definitely but not only that, Glenn, Bobby Abreu was like whether we want to say it or not, Bobby Abreu was better than an average outfielder. And he also had a strong arm, you know, and he was a good ball player. I mean, he was a star player in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, you got one more?
Yeah, no, it's interesting, Charlie, hearing you talk about these players. Whenever I think of the Hall of Fame, I always see it as a debate sometimes between guys who had very long careers, who maybe accumulated a lot of stats, versus maybe a player who was, for a short period of time, one of the best, if not the best player in the game. And how do you weigh those two kind of ends of the same line, so to speak? You know, Don Mattingly was the greatest player in baseball for like 5 years, but it was just 5 years. Is he more deserving than somebody who was a pretty good player for 25 years? I'm curious how you come down on that.
Baines.
Yeah, okay. I would definitely, when I think of Don Mattingly, I remember seeing Don Mattingly was playing in a minor league Double-A baseball, and I followed his whole career, and he was a great player. And like you said, for about 5 years, as far as the stats wise and everything, he stands out. But then, if we're going to go and say that, I would say, what about Ryan Howard? Because for about 4 or 5 years, and you look at Ryan Howard and compare him with Pujols and the guys that was in the National League. I didn't get to see the American League that year, but at the same time, too, Ryan Howard's stats stands out way out above most guys nowadays that win an MVP.
Yeah.
He knocked in from 100 to 150 runs. I mean, for four years, five years, something like that. Four for sure, I think.
Yeah, he was incredible for that 05 to 2011 stretch. He was just incredible.
Right. So, you know, I guess that will always be an argument how you look at it. I think that's baseball, and I think fans and the media especially, they look at guys they think is special. I can you probably got a lot more guys on the list that I like that I saw play their whole career. And when I see the guys that go in, and I kind of compare them because I love baseball. I compare them to the guys that don't get in, and I wonder about that. Yes, I mean I definitely have my thoughts about it, but that's my opinion. And of course, everyone else has an opinion, and the people that has the vote, you know, like they're the one that puts them in there.
They are. Charlie, it is always such a pleasure just to hear your voice and talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. visit pitchhitrun.com today.